on the theme of Yom HaAtzma'ot, we have the zechut nowadays that our ancestors did not, that we get to live and watch every day, every year, how Eretz Yisrael expands, Eretz Yisrael grows. And the Ribono Shel Olam is taking what used to be a place of carnage and exile and making into mamash, a beautiful, opulent, and wondrous place where buildings are going up, cities are being built every single day, every single year. It's really incredible how every time you go somewhere, there's a new neighborhood, even in a city that you were in before. And that really, the Chachamim instituted a beracha for such situations. They've instituted a special beracha to recite when one sees the growth in the homes of the Jewish people. Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu erects and establishes the homes, the Gevul, the limits, the boundaries of the Almana. That Eretz Yisrael was desolate, it was barren, it was without a nation for a long time. It was an Almana. And now we are back, with Almana is happy again. She has her family again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reestablishing her borders. That's the Beracha. The Gemara says, HaRoeba in Berachot Daf Nun Chet, HaRoeba Atei Yisrael B'Yishuvan, Omer Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. You see, Batei Yisrael B'Yishuvan, such important words. Batei Yisrael B'Yishuvan. We'll elaborate on all of them. And if you see them, B'Churbanan, the Gemara says, you say, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Yishem HaMalchut. And let's say you see Batei of Dekochavim in the opposite way. Batei of Dekochavim. If you see them Yishuvan, you say Beit Yemisach Hashem. And if you see them Bechurbanan, you see Pasuk. You don't like them. So, and if you see them Bechurbanan, you say El Nekamot Adonai, El Nekamot Hofia. The Gemara continues to tell us a story about how Rav Ula and Rav Chista were walking and they see the house of Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. And Rav Chista is like, oh, sighs. And Ula's like, what are you sighing for? He says, don't you know the chesed, the tzedakah that came out of this house? They baked 60 loaves of bread and gave them out to people every single Seder, morning, afternoon, and night. And they had so much tzedakah coming from this house, and now it's destroyed, it's in ruins. And he was really unhappy. So Ula told him, you should know this is part of the Churban. You should know that the Ribono Shel Olam is going to rebuild these houses. And Dayola Evet Kiliot Kirabo. Don't be mitzta'ar more than you would be on the Mikdash. Over this guy's house. Then, that's the crux of the Gemara. Now, what exactly are Batei Yisrael? And maybe the Gemara will help us understand. We don't really know. The Rambam, and the Torah quotes the Rambam, in Hilchot Berachot, doesn't give us any definition. He just says the Gemara, Roi Batei Yisrael, you say the Beracha, period. Yishuvan. So it seems like, in any case, that would fit the definition of Yishuvan, but we don't know what that means. So we really only have two major sources when it comes to defining them, Rashi and the Rif. Rashi says very, very important words. Kegon Bayit Sheni. Bayit Sheni? This is Talmud Bavli. It's post-Korban. What do you mean Bayit Sheni? Rashi says, Kegon Bayit Sheni. What is Rashi answering? Two questions. He's answering two questions. What does Almana mean? And what are Batei Yisrael? Rashi's answering, Almana means there was a Churban. Not that you just walked into Eretz Yisrael for Bayit Rishon. Bayit Rishon is gone. You came, you left, and you came back. And you rebuilt, that's what it means, Almana. That she was B'Churban, and now she is B'Geula, B'Yishuv. That's called B'Geula. That's called Yishuvan. What does it mean, Batei Yisrael? For Rashi, it sounds like it means nice Jewish homes. But in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. The Rif, on the other hand, says differently. The Rif's girsa of the Beracha was Haro'eh Batei Knesiot. In the Israel, the Gemara says, Batei Knesiot in the Rif's girsa. So if you see a nice Jewish synagogue, you go across the bridge to Englewood, to Ahavat Torah, $31 million building, you say a Beracha, Baruch Masiv Gevul Almana, according to the Rif, B'Shem U'Malchut.
Wait, it's not only in Israel?
Ah, there we go. Does it matter on Eretz Yisrael or not? According to Rashi, it's about the Almana, about Eretz Yisrael. Almana for Rashi is Eretz Yisrael, so it's only in Eretz Yisrael. But for the Rif, who's the Almana? For the Rif, the Almana is Klal Yisrael. For Am Yisrael, even though they're currently in Galut, they're not in Geulah yet, even though they're Klal Yisrael, even though we're currently in Galut, we have nice homes, we have a nice Parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us even here. So here we recite, Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. That's the basic machlokes of Rashi and the Rif. There is at least three different interpretations in Rashi. when Rashi says Bayit Sheni, is that Davka? Is it Lav Davka? Maybe Rashi just means, you know, nice Jewish homes. That just happens to be in Bayit Sheni. Maybe Rashi means any house in times of Bayit Sheni. And the Beit Yosef's Maskana, Beit Yosef's Maskana is Rashi means houses during the time of Bayit Sheni and Ba'aretz, Be'eretz Yisrael, nowhere else. That's the Maskana in the Beit Yosef. It doesn't mean Batei Tzadikim. Even though the Gemara tells me about Batei Tzadikim, that just means that you should be concerned for Batei Tzadikim. Just like you're concerned about the Beit HaMikdash. But that not that you should recite a beracha on those. Indeed, that Rashi's opinion, as only in the Beit HaBezman HaBayit and Va'aretz, is clearly understood that way by the Maharsha and the Tzlach. But Halakha L'Maaseh, and indeed, Maran quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. Why is this in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is a sefer Halakha L'Maaseh. Why does this need to be here for? In Reish Chaf Dalet, Maran quotes the Halakha, and he says like this, HaRoi Batei Yisra B'Yishuvan, K'gon B'Yishuv Vayit Sheni. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem, Yisra Matziv Kibol Amana, and then HaRoi B'Chor Bana, and you say Baruch Dayan HaMed. What do you need it for? Why is this here? We'll get to it. Before we get to it, it seems like Maran holds like Rashi, so for some reason, it's quoted here. But in the Ashkenazi world, the Maharshal is the big name on the scene. The Maharshal says that the minhag is that you only recite it on Batei Knesiot, like the Rif says. Nice Batei Knesiot. Even though you could say it on nice people's homes, he thinks, but really the minhag is you only say it on Batei Knesiot. So that's interesting. Maharshal said you should say the Beracha even nowadays. And that's quoted by the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah, the Eshel Eliyahu Rabbah. Everybody's quoting this Maharshal. The Eliyahu Rabbah says there isn't even a difference in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. It's just like we understood the Rif. So it seems like an Ashkenazi wants to recite the Beracha nowadays anywhere. Has Alma L'smoke, especially go to Avat Torah for the first time. You'll be Mitpael from the Sfardi wing of the Beit Knesset. You should say a beracha probably according to the Ashkenazim. At the same time, out of deference for Rashi's opinion that it's only Zman HaBayit, and the Sfaradim all say, Safik Berachot Lakel. That's the opinion of the Primi Gadim, first of all, Ashkenazi, Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kaf HaChaim. Mishnah Berurah mentions it, but it seems like Mishnah Berurah holds the other way. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and Ma'amar Mordechai implies this way also, in the Sheilut Teshuvot, and Rav David Yosef says this, in all four cases, you see Batei Yisrael and Batei Knesiot in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. In all cases, say B'li Shema Malchut Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. That's also what it says in Mekor Chaim of Chaim David Halevi. But if one only reads the Mekor Chaim, here they left something out. Usually, in the new one, they put all the Aseh L'Charavs in smaller print. Here, there's one Aseh L'Charav that they didn't put in the smaller print, and it says why inside Aseh L'Charav. He says in Aseh L'Charav that. Really, 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 that's not what Rashi means. Rashi's opinion, this is why it's so important for Yom HaTzmod, Rashi's opinion is that one recites Matziv Gevul Amana and Batei Yisrael B'Yishuvan when there's Jewish sovereignty, when we're in charge of Eretz Yisrael. For Rashi, what example can Rashi give for you of us being in charge of Eretz Yisrael? Rashi couldn't fathom having a Medina. Rashi had no tifisa. He had no model of Medinat Yisrael. The only time there was Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, most recently for Rashi, was Bayit Sheni. So therefore, Rashi says. So therefore, Chaim David Halevi says, I think I'm not going to write it in Mekor Chaim because Mekor Chaim is for the public. That's what he writes. But I think that even Bazman Azai could say Matziv Kibul Amana. But all right, now that we have a Medina since 1948, 71 years of Baruch Hashem, Medinat Yisrael. And he says, I saw in the newspapers that Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Rav Cook's son, Rav Shiva Merkaz HaRav, is going around, whenever he goes to the new yeshuv, he says this beracha, whenever he goes to the new yeshuv, he's right. And I didn't want to take the responsibility on my shoulders, he did it too, so I follow him. That's what he says. Meshemu Malchut, Meshemu Malchut. Rav Tzvi Yehuda went around all the time, in the Dati Lumi world, this is big stuff. Rav Tzvi Yehuda, whatever he did, Kodesh Kodashim, Rav Cook, of course, also. So, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook, there's so much eduyot that he went to this yeshuv, that moshav, and he said the beracha here, he said the beracha there. Rav Melamed and Pnine Halacha has a whole perek about when you can recite Baruch Matziv Gevul Amana, and he has all the different details. You go to a new yeshuv, this is just like any Birkot Hariyah. You can say it once every 30 days, unless you live there. If you live in a new yeshuv, you cannot recite the beracha. But if you go visit another yeshuv, go say it over there. So, or if you're a tourist, you're coming from outside, you're coming from the city, you should say the beracha when you go to the shul. Because we're choshesh for the rif. But if you don't want to be choshesh for the rif, you can have amal yismoch also, he says. And that's what Rav Tzuda used to do. Rav Tzuda used to go to the inauguration ceremony in the shul, and he used to recite the beracha on behalf of everybody. And he even said, what, you have safik brachot problems? Safik brachot, safik emunah. You should have emunah. This is Ribono Shalom Yevada is here to save us. Therefore, you have to say the beracha. And many Ashkenazim also seem to say that, as long as that you really could say, the Piskei Tshuvot says you have Almal Yismoch. Mishneh Halachot implies this way also. Rav Elyashiv in the Harot on Masechet Berachot says you can't say nowadays, but I see everyone quoting that when the Churva was built in Yerushalayim, the Churva was rebuilt, Rav Elyashiv said you should say the beracha. Someone told me that there's a sign in there also that says it, Bishmo, but I haven't been to the Churva in a few years. I have to check. And indeed, Halacha Lemaaseh, there are many prominent Talmidei Chachamim who recite this beracha, and it's caught on video. To start, Harav Shechter, when Harav Shechter went to Elon Moreh a few years ago, Rav Levanon gave him a sidur and told him to recite the beracha. He said it. Rav Melamed, of course. Rav Dov Lior, of course. Rav Drukman, of course. It's all on YouTube. Just Google. Fine. Finally, last point is, what exactly is Da'i Maran for us Sfaradim? You could just say Safik Brachot La'akel. If you plumb the depths a little bit more, and you give it a really careful read of what exactly is Da'i Maran, one finds a little bit more in there. There's three positions presented in the Beit Yosef, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Amichai, he wrote in one of the Torah journals, the fact that it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch means that he doesn't hold up his conclusion in the Beit Yosef. He thinks you can even recite it nowadays. Rav Meir Bareli, who is the rabbi of a moshav called Asael, has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful teshuvah, where he mamash goes letter by letter, word for word, through the Beit Yosef, because it's a super careful read. Mamash, you only find this thing in people like Rav Meshash and Rav Yaakov Hillel, who give such careful reads of Beit Yosef. Really, really incredible, line by line. What does this line mean? What does that line mean? And he says, no. First of all, we have a klal. The Steichemet tells us, sometimes something will be mentioned derech agav in Shulchan Aruch. For example, I'm talking about Hilchot Lulav. In Hilchot Lulav, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, if you have a lulav from an Ir HaNidachat, it's pasul. Do you know about an Ir HaNidachat anywhere? No. Why is it in Shulchan Aruch? It's called derech agav. It's a side point. Here also, I want to tell you that if you see Batei Yisrael v'churvanan, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmet. So derech agav, I'll tell you the first halacha. That if you see them b'yishuvan, you should say Matziv Givul Almana. That's answer number one. Answer number two is that this is so relevant for him to mention. It's a machloket rishonim. You would think that he could recite it nowadays. The Shulchan Aruch is going out of his way to tell you, do not recite the beracha unless you're in Beit Sheni. That's answer number two. Answer number three. No, it's not answer number three. That's answer number two. Fine. Finally, why is this? Why are we passing like Rashi all of a sudden? Why do we care about Rashi? All of a sudden, if Rashi makes such a difference, what about the Rif? What's wrong with the Rif? And if you read Shonim who passing like the Rif also. So if you read the Beit Yosef very carefully, you'll find that this isn't what he thinks Rashi holds. This is what he holds. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Batei Yisrael Bishuvan, that means Beit Sheni and Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Katav Rashi. It wasn't that that's Rashi's opinion. That's what he thinks the Gemara says. And if that's what the Gemara says, that's what all the Rishonim, who didn't put a definition on the words Batei Yisrael, also mean. And Rashi just said it explicitly. Finally, Rav Meir Bareli wrote a few other articles all over the place. One of them, he mentions how this is really only on Batei Tzadikim, not people who aren't yet sufficiently religious, as Rabbi Cohen says in Greyneck. And then, finally, he discusses how some say it's about Berachah and Galut, Geulah, whatever. He put all these articles together into a book. Nice, you can find the PDF online, it's very cute. And it's very well done, Baruch Hashem. He used Otzar Chochmah religiously to look for all the sources. He did a tremendously, tremendously good job. And when he became the rabbi of Asael in Tavshinayin Aleph, or Tavshin Samechatet, or something like that, Rav David Lau, it must have been later, Rav David Lau was the rabbi of Roshi already, he came to the inauguration ceremony and he recited Baruch Matziv Gevul Amana in the shul, an installation ceremony. And he said, the last time I did this was when I became Rav Roshi of Modi'in, and we built the shul in Modi'in. It's been 19 years since then, he said, that I hadn't recited the beracha. So halacha lemaaseh, Ashkenazim have so much to rely on, especially Bazman HaZeh. If one wants to really, really, as Rav Tzuda said, believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam saving us and bring us the Geulah, you have no reason not to see the beracha. Sfaradim, it seems very, very clear that Maran holds that you should not recite it nowadays, unless you're Rav Chaim David Halevi. So the ma'aseh shenizkei to reach the next slav where everybody agrees you can recite the beracha b'shem ha'malchut b'vinyan b'teinu k'kedosha b'beit hamikdash. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen. Okay, sorry that was so long.